Hi there, how you doing today? How you doing over there? It's your host again, Mom Zibor. So today we are going to be talking about a really funny way how we can really, you know, do in our relationship. So today I told us we are going to be talking about wacky love languages. So that's what we are going to be talking about today. I know that we know about a lot of different ways where we can really speak in our separate languages, but I want to let you know that there are other ways that you can actually interact and communicate and express your love, all right, with your partner in a wacky way, so to say. That's why I categorize it. That doesn't mean that it's totally wacky, but I just try to put it in the colon, all right, so that we can really understand that there's also some ways people also show their love, all right, that we do not know. So if this is your first time of joining Mom Zibor on this podcast and channel, you are really, really welcome, because I'm so happy that you are here. And so happy that you are here in this room today. So today, if this is your first time, please click on the notification button to become the first to be updated for any podcast update episodes that I'll be uploading. And also, I want you also to click on the follower button to become a follower, all right, a sharp follower. That's what Mom Zibor normally say here. And sharp followers are people that listens always, that shares the episode, that interacts, that communicate how they feel about the episode, and you know, also from the comfy of wherever they are, they can also impact other people. Because one thing what Mom Zibor believes in is that impactation is the first essence of living, which is Mom Zibor legacy. And I know, because you keep clicking in here, is because you have almost our same vision as Mom Zibor. Thank you so much for joining me. So today we are going to be talking about how we can express our love languages in a kind of wacky way. Yucky. All right, you're welcome. So, first off, we have what we call fluorescent flirtations. All right, fluorescent flirtations. First is this, is that when you ask ladies nowadays, what is your love language? The general thing that people, ladies normally say is money, money and money. I don't know if it's like that in other countries, but here in my country, in Nigeria, here you hear people talk about money, 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 money. Ladies want to talk about, most ladies they're talking about money, that they don't want to really suffer with any man. If any man understands a long love language by giving them money, oh, that sorts it all. So I don't know what other love language that you know. It's kind of wacky to me, but actually, when you look at it, money makes the world go round. All right, well, it becomes a problem when you are not looking at the your emotions, kind of satisfying your emotions so deep, and you are just talking about money, 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 kind of. All right, and I think there's a place that says money is the root of all evil. All right, so that's for that. Okay, so let's go to the real deal of today. I told us that I'm gonna be talking about the wacky ways of showing love to your partner, all right? So it exists, all right? But many people do not know. So I'm gonna be giving you that privilege to tell you. Now, fluorescent flirtations. Now, this is it. Because nothing says I love you like a glow in the dark surprise, ooh, all those kind of a thing. Imagine this. You are about to hit the hay when suddenly your bedroom lights up like a disco ball and revealing a glowing message from your sweetheart. It's like a secret code between the two of you, except instead of spice, okay, you are just two goof balls in a room, okay, or in love. Now, all right, now I know that some people are like, this kind of, yes, there are some people who really express their love in this kind of a manner, and it's really beautiful anyway. Though it could be wacky for you, you might not want to, if you're a kind of person that understand, no, I want my husband to really show me love in the sense of taking me out, do this and that, and not give me this kind of, the light was off and just, woo, all this kind of, the light gets on, a lot of balloons everywhere, and kind of, you know, all this, that my husband is now passing his message out to me, he's sorry, all this kind of a thing, you know, all this kind of surprise. It's wacky, all right? It's worn wacky love language that people speak when expressing themselves also to their partner. All right, so next on our list is we have acts of whimsy. So where mundane chores take a back seat to spontaneous silliness, forgetting about doing the laundry, just forget about doing the laundry. Why not have a sock puppet fashion show instead? And who needs grocery shopping anyways when you can have potato sack race in the produce aisles? All right, life is too short to be serious, so let your inner child run wild. Okay, all right, it could be so wacky when we like, imagine when you were expecting your husband to come up like, oh baby, let us just you know, do this kind of you know, help me to clean the house or help me to do something that is very, very important, and all this kind of chores, you know, all this laundry, and you know, to at least make up for some things, just do this, join me, and it would just like, please just forget about all those kind of a thing. Why don't we do the sack race? And the man is like bringing himself back to when he was a child and he's doing this potato sack race with you. And it could be like, what is this? For him or for her, it is fun. He or she understands fun. It wants to bring in that old kind of a childish behavior and makes it a house of play. And it's fun to that person. But really, in real sense, people might not want to see it as this is a love language. But it was just like, he's still behaving like a child. I think he has this childish thing in him that is not really manly and all this kind of stuff. Where is it coming from? To some ladies, they might like it. They might, okay, fine. But you know, I want you to understand in this kind of an aspect. That is why when you are dating, it's a time for you to understand the person you're going out with. All right. When you have, there are some people who have same love language. It could not be working to them, but because it's not general, people might think it's wacky and really childish and shouldn't be practiced when married and all those kind of things. But for me, I think it's fun. Yeah. All right. Now, let's talk about pranks with a purpose now. Because sometimes the best way to say I love you is with a well-executed practical joke. All right, forget about roses, just try leaving a trail of fake spiders leading to a surprise picnic in the park. All right, or how about replacing your partner's toothpaste with cream cheese? Just be prepared for some retaliation. Love is a battlefield after all. Man, if you do that to me, oh God, I'm going to do something worse that you do not expect. I'm going to just take the toothpaste or the cream and rubbish it on your face. I'm going to mess you up, especially when you're about to come down. Maybe when we are going for a meeting or something, I'm going to just press that cream and rub it all over your face. And when you come down from the car, you look so messy. Okay, yeah, some people are actually like this. All right. they want to really express their love. They want to really express how they feel inside. There's this tickling inside of them, all right? So when they are with their partner, okay, maybe their partner want to brush their teeth, they can just go and replace it with maybe the color of the toothpaste is white. They can replace it with cream, and immediately he brushes his teeth, he will just start feeling this cream smell and this kind of a thing. I look so pissed off. And some can start chasing their partner, and this can also lead to a romance. Anyway, for some people who really understand that, okay, yes, we speak the same thing, I am moved by what he did, I'm happy. Majority sees it as a wacky, but actually it's also fun. There's also a beauty in it. All right, remember, love is a battlefield after all. So moving right along, we have quality quack time. Now, quality quack time, all right? So, because who needs fancy dinners when you have spontaneous dance parties in your living room? You get me? Forget about the Netflix thing and let's chill. Why not build a blanket fort and have a movie marathon instead? It's all about embracing weirdness and making memories that last a lifetime. Now, some people might just, I understand, let's go for a cinema kind of a thing, you know. Well, in this kind of a sense, he doesn't want or she doesn't want you to go for a cinema thing. Let's just forget about thing. Let's put a movie. The movie could be a horror movie, could be a romantic movie. In the parlor, we just build a blanket for it to cover ourselves, and then we are doing movies after movies and movies after movies till we sleep off. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of like, why this movie? Why can't we put in a Netflix where we can see good ones? Well, it could be really old movies, it could be dull movies, but that person sees it as an adventure, something that doesn't come always to him or her, and he translates it with you and does it as love language. Well, just enjoy it anyway while it lasts. Okay, so you're gonna be telling me one of other wacky ways someone has really shown you love or expressed his or her love to you. You're gonna be dropping it via voice messages for me on this episode, and also you can also send it through maybe chat or something. Make me understand other ways you feel that you've really witnessed a wacky love language, and what other love languages that are wacky that you know. I'll be very, very happy to know from you, and I believe other people will want to also learn. All right, now, this is really beautiful. Actually, it's beautiful. I'm enjoying this. I don't know if you are. It's really different, all right, but it's beautiful in its way. And last but not the least, we have the physical folly. Now, because sometimes the best way to show you care is with a good old-fashioned tickle fight. I do that. I love that. Okay, it's wacky, but there's a fun in it. All right, now forget about holding hands. Try giving your partner a piggyback ride or challenging them to a game of thumb wrestling. I think in Titanic I watched where the couple's there now, the Titanic surfer, they were busy, you know, doing this thumb wrestling, all right? So it is really, really, Jack was doing it with his girl, Rose. It's really, really beautiful, okay? It's kind of wacky. Some people say like, this is supposed to be for guys. How is a guy and a woman doing this together? What is this, all right? But it's fun. All right, when you really see your partner doing this, it could be really off for you, but just enjoy it. You don't want to pull a muscle in the name of love. Just do it. Just be sure to stretch first, sha. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, folks, that's all the time I have for you today on today's episode, okay? On Wacky Love languages and how to explore them. Now, remember, when it comes to expressing affection, there's no right or wrong way. Just be yourself and let your love shine brighter than a disco ball at a roller rink, right? So until next time, this is Ready to Rumble Romance signing off. Keep love, keep smiling, keep being happy, keep loving, and may your hearts forever be filled with joy and whimsy. Stay wacky, my friends. Cheers, and till next time, bye.